Lights out. Everybody. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now.
Hello, horror fans, and welcome to the special The Only Genre. We have a few guests today, author Shane McKenzie.
And from Luchagore Productions, we have Gigi Rayner and Luke Bramley.
Oh,
Luke is the only one that has a last name, apparently.
They're all from the Bramley clan.
Bram,
jam, bam.
Actually, first off, what everybody do for Halloween? I guess I should be like, hey, Shane, what did you do first for Halloween so we don't have like 12 people, well, you know, five people talking all at the same time?
I took my daughter trick-or-treating.
You didn't dress up?
For Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and then went to work.
Yeah. Oh.
You brought her to work?
No, I went to work by myself.
Oh, okay, because that'd be kind of weird. She's taking calls.
She's not really ready for the 911
calls yet. No, I don't think so.
And he's eating all of her candy.
Yeah.
You're calling her because you're going into diabetic shock. Did you dress up, Shane?
I did. My daughter said that she wanted us all to be witches. And so I decided to make myself look like a man witch instead of a wizard.
Wait, so you were a sloppy Joe?
Yes. And so, like, I got green face paint. I got this, like, big mustache. I wanted to look like an old dad from a witch family. And I just looked like a demonic friend. It was really confusing.
Nice. Our friend Jake, who's been on the show before, he tried to go as a werewolf. And he just painted his face brown. But it really just looked like he was in blackface the entire time.
Nice.
Didn't go over so well.
So, well, what about Luke? Luke, what'd you do?
What did I do?
Oh, well, we all have the same story, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, okay, good.
So, what we all did was, the day before Halloween, Devil's Night, us Luchagore clan went up to Whistler, BC for the Heavy Hitting Horror Fest. We took up Higante with us.
Ooh.
And it's this huge Halloween-themed horror festival, film festival. And we took home the top prize.
Nice!
Hell yeah.
And then what happened on Halloween, Luke?
Halloween, we were all super tired and a little hungover, so
and you
we all...
Extremely.
We killed him.
There was a stairwell scene involved there, but, you know, we will keep that at a later date.
We don't talk about the stairwell. A little bit of an inside joke.
So, what did, Luchagore, what did you guys dress up as?
Well, Rayner was a porn star.
No, what did he dress up as for Halloween?
My wig, Shane, was, my saying was, tonight I'll be anything you want me to be, so people were questioning me as David Hasselhoff, Weirdo Yankovic, Boogie Nights, I don't know.
Nice.
Just, you know, anybody.
It was hot.
Did you have a mustache?
Not fair. He did have a mustache.
I shaved my dirty mustache into a grungy... we call it prison pussy, but yeah. But yeah, you don't manchu. Gigi, you dress up as?
I was sexy Freddy Krueger.
Awesome.
And I'm the only one laughing. Hey, people liked it, okay? People liked it.
I was going to do that this year, but it just didn't work out.
At least one of us tried, right?
Yeah. No, Sean was, what were you?
I actually was Ace Ventura when he went into the insane asylum from the first movie. I had the tutu on and everything. Yeah, I'll send you guys a picture. Everybody laughed at a lot at it.
So.
Yeah. You guys can probably find my picture on there somewhere. You know, it's out there now, so.
Sean's girlfriend was great.
And put it on my wall.
I'm pretty proud of it. Shane, I'm going to send you a poster signed of me and the trophy. Framed.
That's what I'm talking about.
part of the new Kickstarter.
Yeah, just send out those pictures instead of the Gigi pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said. He said, I can't do it, so maybe I'll send him a sexy shot of me.
There you go. Sean's girlfriend was great. She dressed up as Pyramid Head.
Yeah, I made a female, we made a female Pyramid Head. I made the, the helmet, the sword that was, of course, the size of her, and then she painted it and stuff. Pyramid Head.
It's from a Silent Hill video game.
Yeah.
Or the movie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'll show you guys pictures of that one, too.
And then I went as Octodad from another video game.
Sounds like at least one person knows.
Good. Good.
Did you film that or something? Because I need to see that. Like, that's...
No, but I can. The bad part was I wanted to have, like, tentacles for arms, and the only thing that I could think of was socks to use. And I had some orange socks, but I was an idiot and wore them a couple of days before. So when I put them on my hands, it just made everything smell really bad.
Oh.
Then we tried to like wash it with hand soap and dry it in the oven because we didn't want to pay for the washing machine here. Didn't go over well.
That's a good costume, man. Because Octodad just came out the other year, so...
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, God.
It was a really cheap costume, because I just bought an octopus mask, or an octopus stuffed animal, and then attached that over my head.
Yeah. Shane, Octodad's video game where a guy's about to get married, and he gets turned into an octopus-like man. Oh, I can't remember. I actually haven't played the full thing, but I remember watching it.
It's ridiculous.
No, it's a literal octopus dressed up as a man, and he's trying to blend into society, and he's doing a terrible job.
Okay.
It's
I haven't played video games in so long. They've gotten kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
No, it sounds like everybody actually had a good time, and you know, everybody got drunk.
Yeah. I also won an award for...
I didn't get drunk, goddammit.
just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You got drunk on Reese's.
Candy. Yeah, I ate candy and then saved lives.
What'd you guys do? So, film festivals, did you guys actually put the short in? Because I just read that you guys also have like 5 more as of next year that are entered too for
that we submitted.
Okay.
That's Gigi's doing.
I wasn't lying. I said it's submitted. It's the truth. Well, hopefully more than 5.
So far right now, Agante has it screened in Vancouver at the Rio Grind Film Festival. And then just recently in October was the Heavy Hitting B-Grade Horror Fest. So,
and then we got the third one.
This week coming up, we will be attending it in Mexico City. Or no, was it Puebla?
Well, it's by Mexico City, yeah.
Whoa.
Some little town saying where we should be going to film.
Oh,
was that an orgasm or did you just eat another Reese's?
Those are the same thing.
So do you fly to Mexico City or do you drive there?
Yeah, Gigi, Luke, and myself will be flying out this Tuesday on Remembrance Day. So we'll see our peace and love and hop on a plane and get the hell out.
Wow.
But yeah, when we arrive in Mexico on the 12th. 12 in the morning, so bright and early.
6 in the morning, dude. I'm so jealous. It's killing me. It's killing me.
Shane, you're not too far from the border, man.
I know. I can run really fast and meet you all there.
I'll teach you, Shane.
Well, I saw something that, you know, Dread Central was, like, talked about it and stuff.
Dread Central's good people.
We've had a few websites. Starburst Magazine, they've also posted a pretty good review about it. You know, even Horror Movies, which is a Canadian-based website, I've actually come to know one of the writers there for the articles, and his name's Chris Savage. I think he goes by the name Deathbanger, which is pretty cool.
Is he related to Ben or Fred Savage?
He really loves our stuff. Like, he's been enjoying our stuff since we did Evil Dead in 60 Seconds, so... it's pretty cool to see that, you know, Higante is, you know, taking off.
It was up on Fangoria too.
Yeah, Fangoria too. Yeah.
Oh,
Fangoria.
Nice. Man. So, I mean, for all of you, including Shane, did you guys even think that, as soon as you were done and everything, like you saw the end product, by the way, Danny and I actually saw the short and, holy shit.
Yeah, it's so good.
So as I was watching it, I was like comparing it to the first chapter of the book. And yeah, it was like this glorified like brain damage I was getting. It was amazing. Everything about it was just awesome.
That's like the best
thing.
Watching your film was like the best brain damage
I've ever seen. I watched it. Brain damage. Yeah,
I had a stroke when I watched your film.
Well, because like as I was watching it, I mean, I was like, oh my gosh, they actually put this spot in there, and they actually did this. And then when I got all the way to the end, the credits, I absolutely loved the whole end credits too. And for whatever reason, I was hungry at the end of it too. Like,
yeah,
I've been actually hearing that a lot.
All the extras that were part of the end credits, have told us that they can never eat tacos again.
Oh my god!
You just ruined tacos for them. That is amazing.
And these are good people.
They're real people, you know.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, maybe it's just the crunchy shell.
It's because it's not organic. That's why.
Ah. No, and
what did we say? Free range Mexicans.
It's only the best guy, man.
It's the spiciest guy.
Well, right after, also, of course, after watching it, all I wanted was more. I wanted to see more. I wanted to continue. So
he wanted more brain damage.
Yes. And tacos.
We would be very happy to give you more brain damage.
I'll be that extra.
Just the one running into walls.
No, can we talk about the script that you wrote, Shane? Is this like,
sure.
For like a full length? Or
yep.
Yes.
The whole thing, man.
Well,
it's full length, yeah.
So Shane, like, is the with you writing an actual like full length script and stuff? Is this basically really, really close to the book, or is this like more of a, just like an adaptation of the book?
It's all the main points are all there from the book. A few things got changed because, so to be fully honest, I wrote the book a while ago.
Okay.
And I've learned a lot since then. There's some things that I wish I could have changed that I thought could make it better. So I did that in the script. And I'm really, really, really happy with how it came out. It's real close to the book, though. The stuff that gets changed is for it makes it better. It makes it more fucked up.
Oh,
if it could be any more fucked up.
I was just about to say. Oh, okay.
So there's not going to be any hipsters saying the book was better.
I'm sure they will.
word on, like, if you guys actually, like, sat down and we want to start filming this at this date or anything like that?
Well, at this stage, what's important is getting the short film out. Like, the world still really has not seen what Luchador created with Shane for El Gigante, right? So for the feature, it's very important to show the short first. The sooner the better, of course. But that's how we will gain interest and audience. I mean, even with the film not technically fully out, there's already people interested in it with all those reviews and people posting about it from the few festivals that it has been seen. So, I mean, if our dreams come true, hopefully next year we could make this happen. But if not, at the very least, you know, get Gigante out there and just push for it so this feature can have, you know, people wanting it. And I think that's the most important, is that people will want it. Just like you guys said that you wanted more from the short, then that means we're doing our job right.
So are you guys actually going to, I mean, eventually, of course, after, you know, next year when you're done with all the film festivals and so on and so forth, you guys actually going to sell hard copies or digital copies of it, or?
You talk about the short film?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Itself?
Yeah, of the short itself, because to be honest, I actually want a copy of that too.
It's one of those options, actually, that I was kind of looking into it. You know, for obviously this, like, DVD sales and stuff like that, kind of hard, but, you know, Amazon's actually got a pretty cool program on there you can actually submit your short films onto. People can pay. It's almost like a pay what you, you know, I don't know if it's a pay what you want kind of campaign, but you can set it at like $2 and you can make some money, but to help generate some revenue just to, you know, add to your next projects and stuff like that, right? So
yeah, that sounds great.
It'd be cool, but you know what? It's one of those things that, you know, feel we could even open it up to the public to see, because we want to get it out there, right? We want people to watch it. So
well, are you guys going to try to get like the same actors to kind of keep going with their roles, or?
Well, I mean, it all depends, like, what happens with that feature. Like, we don't know who's gonna, you know, what if, you know, the big what if a studio is attached to it, what if there isn't a studio and this has to be completely independent. That all that truly relies on a lot. Where we shoot, who acts, when we shoot, you know. We are so happy with everyone that was in El Gigante. I think every character was played to perfection
from
the entire cast. I mean, if I could have everybody of those back, awesome. Especially the guy who played Gigante, like, oh my god.
Yes.
Yeah. He just looks like the book, you know, like, and like, it'd be, you know, every single one of them. I almost don't want to single anybody out, like, they all, especially just like the family, like Mama, look at her, like Alma and Goldtooth, like, they were, it was crazy. Like, for all of us that have read the book so many times, it was so cool on set just seeing all the actors make them real.
Dude, oh, it was very surreal for me.
Yeah.
To see all of that. I've seriously watched the film like 50 times.
Yeah, I've watched it a few times too.
Yeah. It's a trip. It's really weird.
So
Shane, are you gonna have any role in the full length?
Yes.
Maybe.
Was that like a nonchalant wink?
You know, Shane's gonna play the hooker in chapter 5.
There is a reference between a girl and a cheese quesadilla.
You are a liar.
I thought you were excited about this role, Shane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shane's like, IMDb page is only...
Now we know what he means by more fucked up and just for the better.
Pretty much the whole movie is just Shane.
It's just me, yeah.
It's just Shane.
It's like the Nutty Professor. I play everybody.
Is it just you that basically is overlooking the script yourself?
No. Nah, well, so I wrote the first draft myself.
Okay.
But then at this point, it's all of us together perfecting it and tweaking it, and everyone throwing their ideas and what they think could be done better. So at this point, it's the rough first draft. But the blueprint is down. So at this point, it's me and Luchagor making it as badass as possible.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm just really excited, you know, as like, of course, a fan and stuff, just knowing that there's going to be more than what I just saw. And it seems that this whole process, like, you guys are getting some decent hype already. So I'm just really hoping for the best.
Yeah, it helps that Luchagor makes badass films.
Definitely.
Because, dude, okay. It came out perfect.
Oh, you're too kind.
Yeah.
Well, that's big, you know, knowing that the author of this book likes it, you know. That was, I think, our biggest, like, concern is the right word, but it was something we wanted to make sure to pull off, especially for Shane and his vision to be true.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was actually our first attempt to adapt in a novel to film, so, you know, it was quite a challenge, but we did it. Everybody came into play this film, so.
And I think why it was so successful is because we were such big fans of the source material. It wasn't like we were like, oh, okay, we'll just do this, whatever. It's like we loved the story so much. And it also helped a lot that Shane was there working with us the entire time.
Yeah, I think that's actually what made it great, was the fact that how well everybody seemed to communicate, because, I mean, just hearing Shane's reaction to it alone, I mean, you guys, of course, want to hear fans loving it, but just knowing that Shane absolutely loved it.
Yeah,
that's one of the main concerns with Shane. Shane liking it a lot.
You're making it sound like Shane is like this big diva. And then it's like, no, this is not right!
He's paying us right now to say nice things.
You're actually just in another room just stroking his thigh as you're talking to him about it.
Eating Reese's Pieces.
I'm snorting Reese's Pieces. Right.
That sounds like a bad day.
So, Shane, do you have any other plans to make any of your other movies into screenplays and maybe try to sell that to another company? I mean, if Luchagor is too busy.
Well, here's the thing. This is something that I learned because of Luchagor. Most of my ideas are too fucking big and crazy. in other words, too expensive.
Yeah.
So, like with Muerte con Carne, it just happened, because when I wrote it, I never imagined it was going to be made into a film. So I didn't have that in mind at all. It just kind of, that idea just kind of worked out to where we could pull that off. But a lot of my other stuff is too wild, man. Maybe someday if, we get the money, but I think at this point I'd rather do original screenplays and then keep my novel separate from that. And then, you know, if somebody has interest, then we'll go from there. But I have a lot of original screenplay ideas now. The screenplay stuff is fun.
Is it, how does it compare to writing a novel? Is it more difficult or kind of on the same level?
It's hard. I can't really answer that yet, because the only screenplay I've written was an adaptation of a novel.
Oh, true.
So that was challenging, because the material was already there. I thought it was going to be easy, honestly. It's like, well, it's already written. I just have to put it in this format.
Yeah, just copy and paste.
Not easy.
Yeah, it wasn't easy.
Hit the format button.
The format button, yeah. I think starting from scratch and writing a screenplay from nothing would be easier. A novel is definitely more detailed. You know, like it's, I got to talk about what my characters are thinking and just add every little thing in a screenplay is just very to the point. So they both have their own challenges.
Definitely.
So, well, going over to Luchagor, do you think this actually might have kind of pushed you guys a little bit? Because I read something about possibly you guys working with the Twisted Twins.
Yeah, no, I think after doing this, also us as filmmakers, like, I mean, we're still new, right? So we've learned through each video what works and what doesn't. And for Gigante, that was the one we pushed hard, you know, for gore, sound, pacing, like everything that, you know, is an element to make a good horror film. We push for it hard and, you know, to make it happen. I think that is why when the Soska sisters saw it and loved it, like really, like their reaction to it was just so incredible. They absolutely loved the film and that, you know, that is amazing coming from, you know, these girls that also started from scratch, just like where we are now. And I mean, all of a sudden now they asked for us to do this small little project with them for February. I don't know if I'm allowed to say yet what it is.
Yeah, you are. You are. Go ahead.
TBA.
It's soon, and it's for February, and Shane's going to write it.
Oh,
it'll be awesome. It's super cool. It's something that's actually good for the community. I can tell you that.
Yes. And I have about 2 million ideas.
And you can sum that 2 million into one and go.
Into one idea or one word?
Let's make it challenging.
Shane's one word is, oh.
I want Reese's. I don't know what's going on.
I want Reese's and tacos.
Yeah.
Not together.
Maybe. Yeah, I was going to say maybe together.
Maybe a Choco Taco with Reese's.
Deep fried Reese's and tacos put together.
No, I just thought that was one. Sorry. No, I was just excited about that news because, you know, of course, when I think of the Twisted Twins, I think of American Mary, which I'm a little upset. I've only seen part of it so far.
How dare you? I haven't seen any.
And then, of course, I was excited when I heard because I loved the See No Evil movie. And then they directed, I believe, the second one.
Second one.
Yeah, so, and I haven't seen the second one yet, and I would like to see their take on, you know, doing a movie like that. So.
It's badass. Actually, that was the other part of my Halloween, is I watched that movie, and it was good.
It was good.
And it was good.
I give it 2 bags of Reese's. Way up.
No, honestly, I've been a fan of theirs for a while, since I saw American Mary. And so when that just kind of, you know, Gigi made the comment, they were at the festival and they saw it and loved it. I was like, what? What the fuck's going on? Like it tripped me out, man. Like, I really was a fan of theirs before any of this. So this is crazy.
It's a small world when you come to think about it, because you know the Soska twins, they're local Vancouver talent too as well, right? So it was only a matter of time, you know, that they do horror and we do horror, that we were going to cross paths. And you know, it was fortunate enough for us that they saw Gigante on this one, so, and they love us now, so that's the cool thing. And they're awesome girls. Like, they're so down to earth,
super nice.
Yeah, super nice. Like, it's just it's really cool to see these girls really showing a huge interest in our film. So
all they want is a feature from
us.
Yeah,
they said,
told
when are you guys making the feature? What are you guys doing?
Oh, great.
So that's the goal, right? That's our big plan, is to really, you know, once the script gets a few more revisions and stuff like that. Right now, like, I'm already starting to try to budget out in my head, but, you know, I'll be putting that down on paper here just so we can really get that finalized and, you know, be able to get some funding soon. So
that's pretty much the right path for El Gigante right now. It's just, you know, showing it, gathering interest, gathering, you know, people to review it, and just building the audience. You know, we want Gigante to be maybe not the next Leatherface, but to have that kind of fan base where people, you know, love that villain, love that badass character that you know, Shane created. So
there hasn't really been a new horror character introduced in a long time. So
I mean, hopefully, you know, Gigante could be the next one. I mean, I'd love to have that action figure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want an action figure of Shane, actually. I have some of those, actually.
With Kung Fu Reese grip.
Yeah.
Reese's grip.
Well, I think that that actually kind of says it, because, you have iconic people such as, you know, Jason, Freddy, and then, you know, it keeps going. Always one that comes to my head is Hatchet Face from the Hatchet movies. I don't know if you guys seen those. That's actually something that, because when I watched this short, I thought of Kane Hodder, like, instantly. Kane Hodder,
but the issue is, he's white.
but you know what I mean? Like, when I think of, you know, certain iconic type, you know, people who played, you know, Leatherface or like R.A. or Jason, you know, Kane Hodder, then, you know, it might be one of those things that as much fun as it is for you guys, you know, Shane definitely might have made somebody iconic, and then whoever plays them might actually have, you know, that name that just follows them around with Gigante right next to it too. So
yeah, that would be sweet.
It would actually be pretty cool to see that happen, and for people to really dig into it, right? Because there's really no crazy deranged luchador wrestler around just yet. So,
well,
even though Rodriguez has got his friggin' Lucha Underground show going on here, I feel like tweeting him, and Shane, we need to tweet Rodriguez. Dane, we need Gigante and Lucha Underground.
Now. Wait, yeah. Wait, what are you guys talking about? I've never heard of this.
Robert Rodriguez has his own, I guess, TV network.
El Rey
Network.
Yeah.
That's called El Rey Network, right? Yeah. Shows a lot of cool Hispanic-type TV shows and, you know, grindhouse films. And it's really well put out. But there's this new show on there that is called Lucha Underground.
Mm-hmm.
There's just basically Lucha Libre fights, kind of reality show kind of thing. So, I mean, luchas are just kind of getting back to being popular.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would be great if, you know, we tweet Rodriguez our film and see what happens.
So I want to not stay in Lucha Underground. It just starts butchering people.
He would shut that shit down.
They would run out of cast in one season.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well,
he's eating them on the sideline. Like, no.
Well,
in audience, mas carne, mijo.
Well, with
Robert Rodriguez will see this film.
That would be amazing. I think that's totally up his alley of Mexican with, like, Planet Terror taste of gore and, like, just craziness all around. I think he'd like it.
I really think he would.
Actually, yeah.
And if he doesn't, he's going to hell.
Edit that out, guys.
He's going to hell with Spy Kids.
Watch the podcast be one go to hell, Roger.
we got what we wanted.
No, actually, I think that's actually a great idea. I don't know, because to be honest, it seemed like Rodriguez was kind of stretching. I don't know if you saw the show
from Spy Kids?
From Dusk Till Dawn, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
I watched the first episode, and I don't know. It was kind of a disappointment to see it. But and then even the new Sim City, too, I was kind of...
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I got issues with that.
Well, this actually goes really well with another question I was actually wondering, because I always like people that, you know, well, we got Shane who writes about horror, and then we have you guys who, you know, tape horror. I like to hear, like, input on stuff like this. Would I personally love, like, the underground, the B-movies and stuff like that, because it seems like the mainstream stuff always gets recycled, or I don't know how to put it except for, like, recycled. You're just like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I've... You know, that is actually a ripoff of this character or something like that. Do you guys feel that way? I mean, do you ever really want to be in, like, a mainstream, or do you actually really love the kind of, you know, the film festival stuff and the B-movie stuff?
Well, you know what? I think for us filmmakers, we can come to terms to appreciating all kinds of films,
mm-hmm.
like, whether it's horror or if even Pixar, you know what I mean? Like, we can look at things totally different, but I mean, when it comes to only horror,
yeah,
unfortunately, I think the horror genre is
hit or miss
now, yeah. And almost like everything's been done.
Then
I think why some horror films kick ass so much, and mainly it's the independent ones, is because they don't go the safe route. They really do cross that line and try to shock people. People are so not easy to shock anymore that everything's just so safe, right? Like, I'm not saying that torture porn's the way to go, but I'm saying that I think just Hollywood itself
is being more innovative than anything, really, when it comes down to it. It's, you know, sure, some stories have been done, but it's how you create it and restructure it to the point where, you know, it becomes different to the new generation too, as well. But as also, it appeals to the older generation. Like, you know, even with Shane's Morte con Carne, you know, it's really throwback to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But like, that's what makes it so awesome, is because he builds a whole new world.
A whole new world. Sorry.
Just like that.
Get out, Danny.
in the beginning.
The beginning.
I actually think that, so Hollywood is all about making money, and that's like all it's about.
Yeah.
And so with independent films, it's about the art. And so I think that independent films kind of set the bar. So independent filmmakers come up with the next big thing,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes just like viral hit or whatever, and then Hollywood copies that and milks it until it dies, until the next independent filmmaker does the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
pretty much. That's exactly right. If you look at Jason Blum, or Blumhouse Pictures, another guy that does, like, The Conjuring, Paranormal Activity. He did The Purge and stuff. He's one of those guys that actually gives full control to whoever directs their features,
mm-hmm.
Pays them very little, but offers them, you know, a kickback on the end. But like, that's the kind of filmmaking you get. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen The Conjuring, but
yes,
that's probably one of the best horror films that has come out in a while.
Yes,
even The Purge. The Purge. And
Annabelle
has really good movie.
Okay? And then Annabelle happened.
Annabelle began.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like the second Purge a lot, actually.
Yeah. But the good concept, good ideas that are actually, you know, a lot different than the normal Hollywood crap that comes out.
Yeah, and, well, with the Hollywood stuff, you know, you have, you know, all the censoring and stuff, you know. Oh, you want your movie out in the theater? Okay, well, it has to come to our table first. We have to be like, oh, this is definitely going to be an R. Well, we want to make more money, make it a PG-13, so we have to cut this out, so... So
there's a scene and Luchagor knows which scene I'm talking about. They might not make it. We're going to do our best to make it happen.
it's yeah, no.
I think that scene has to happen.
It's happening.
Well, yes. can you give the listeners like three key words for what this scene is going to be without revealing it too much?
Okay. I'll give three phrases.
Or make a haiku.
Don't say that word to me ever again.
I'm not the only one to yell at Danny on the show now.
We've got hanging, water breaking, and maternal instinct.
That was kind of seven words, but I'll take it.
Oh my god.
I don't know how to math.
I don't know how to math.
No.
But yeah, it's pretty much a scene that it'll make people that watch it go, what the fuck just happened?
Like, it's, you know that scene where you're watching a horror film that you haven't seen yet? Well, that's this. Mm-hmm. That the moment I read Shane's book for the first time, without even knowing that we would make his book into a movie, I said, now this has to be on film, because I have yet to see this beyond film.
Yeah.
So that would be, I think that would just make Luchagor's staple mark for Extreme, because we have yet to do anything like that.
Yeah,
too.
It's, you know, it's not like, yeah, I don't even know what to say.
Coming up with adjectives for that scene was a lot of fun.
So, I don't know if you guys feel the same way. Like, as of late, like, when I think of Luchagor, I think of Shane McKenzie. And when I think of Shane McKenzie, now I think of Luchagor. Do you guys kind of feel that way? Because it seems like you guys are, each side is involving each other so much now, so you guys,
it's been a real, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like,
we all
even
really well,
yep. Exactly. Even before he got to it, when we were like, you know what, Shane, you wanna try this out and write a script for us?
You wanna be a part of the team?
When he made Emmett for Matador
yeah.
with us for ABC's of Death,
That
was so much fun. Like, cause all it was like, hey, Shane, you wanna work with us? Like, yeah. And, like, I gave him the three little ideas, like,
that turned into three big, massive ideas.
Oh, God.
That was Shane's virgin days on a writer or screenwriter.
But it was cool. It was just, like, so easy to work with Shane, and since then, Shane writes everything we filmed.
Yeah, we can trust Shane for anything. I don't know if you guys have seen
Testament.
Our latest one. We did a 72-hour film fest back in early October. Mm. So we had to, you know, basically basically plan, shoot, and edit a film in 72 hours. So on the day of it, we have to we have to go there to sign in and basically draw out of a hat a type of subgenre of horror. So Luke was working at the time, so it was Gigi and myself that had to go down. But at the time, we were thinking of when people were drawing the genre, we were like, okay, all we have to remember is that Shane can write anything. It doesn't matter what we get, Shane can write it. So we basically chose the first one that came out of the hatch, which was Supernatural, and like, we got it.
Oh.
Yeah, and we got the short yet.
Yeah.
I think I know exactly what you guys are talking about.
This is like El Chante with balls.
Yeah.
This one had to do with the like
cojones.
It had to do with like kind of like witches or something.
Yeah.
And a poor like garage worker.
Yes.
It was awesome. Yeah, I saw that. I voted for you guys.
Yay! Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I need to see this still.
Yeah, it was a like because it was one of those things that it started and I was like, okay, where's the turn? Like, I was just like waiting for just something messed up to happen, and then I was like, oh, Jesus.
Well,
and I walked away in pain after that. So
I don't know what this says about me, but when when they gave me all the stuff that had to be in it, that story just immediately happened in my head right away.
That was Shane's first idea.
Yeah.
They said the prop had to be a garlic press, and I was like, oh, of course I know what to do.
No, it's like, finally, the day I can finally use the garlic press. Yeah.
And next step, toilet baby.
Yeah.
Which was amazing, by the way.
You read Toilet Baby?
Yes, I read it all the way through. And at first I was like, you know, to be honest, I was like, this is not something that I normally read. How's it going to be? Am I going to like it? And in the beginning... Not gonna lie, I was actually in the bathroom when I started reading it, and then like the first bit, I was like, "I gotta get out of here."
I was in an airport when I was reading it, and I'm pretty sure someone else was reading it over my shoulder, and they stopped quickly.
I just because it was
masturbating.
No, I had to like stop reading it because it got to the part where you know you find out how they eat, and I was like, ah. I kept like expecting something to like creep up and latch on my asshole or something. So I was like, okay, let's read this when I'm laying down in bed or something. But
yeah, that was my happy book.
But
my heartfelt man becoming into a daddy.
Yeah.
It's a warm, cuddly story.
Well, I was amazed because I could like actually, you know, I could close my eyes and actually see all of the, you know, the kids and even what's his face, the, oh my God, the asshole that shows up in the city.
Oh, the toilet man?
Yes. I forgot his name, but it was awesome. Wasn't it like...
His name was Head.
Head! Yes! I liked him, even though he was a dick, but... I thought he was my favorite, so. But
without going into too much detail, we're actually starting to develop that into a children's cartoon right now.
Yeah, you were saying about that last time.
Yeah. So wrap your mind around that shit.
Yeah, that's I'm not sure how you're going to do that one, but I'm excited for it.
I think it's great. It just, you know, cuz like when you read it, it kind of has that borderline like feel of like the Garbage Pail Kids or right. something, you know?
Yep.
So I could seriously see that in, you know, some kind of cartoon and stuff.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. You
know, into a movie. Shit.
Right, guys?
Oh, man. So is there anything else new on either on the Luchagor side or Shane side that you guys want to talk about or share? Or can share, I guess I should say.
Well, mainly, like, for us, it's just, you know, we got the scripts, the first draft of the script, and we're going to really pump hard at it and get it all tweaked out and ready to go. And basically, that's going to be our biggest push, is just promoting and submitting it to festivals and seeing where it goes and, you know, just networking, more and more networking and see what we can do to get this thing picked up as, you know, fast as we can. But at the same time, you know, we'll have a few little projects to come and go as the year goes by. I'm hoping the Virgin Radio Fake Film Festival has another one because we wanted to do the Texas Chainsaw Massacre in 60 seconds, but I don't know if it'll happen.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Rainer, oh my. Say that again slower.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre in 60 seconds.
Thank you.
What about you, Shane?
Thank you.
Okay, pause. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I love you.
We need more toilet paper.
That's our biggest thing right now, is just really getting Higante out there and planning in the prep of it. Basically, you know, just if we get picked up and hopefully next year, you know, you'll be seeing us saying, you know, production has started on the films.
Well, I mean, if you guys need a PA or someone to get you coffee, I'm here for you.
I'm open to that.
Yeah, yeah. Hold that cable over there. I don't care. Just hold it.
I can do so much more. No, we need you to stand here.
Massage
no.
my hands.
She can tell you her experiences being a PA. She had a fun time.
Oh, shut up.
No, yeah. Please.
Yes. No.
What? There's nothing interesting about Rainer other than I just stood there in the freaking corner of the street watching cars pass by me and how my life just got wasted for, 10 hours just watching a parking lot? No, don't do it. Don't do it.
No, Sean's actually done PA for a couple of movies.
The big one was the newest Superman.
They filmed
over
that up here.
Yeah.
I'm sure your peeing was a lot more fun than mine.
It was okay. There was actually one point in time where we were throwing a football in a, empty street in downtown Chicago. That's what I was doing that day. But
they couldn't have made that movie without you, man.
Oh no, it was a lot of fun. It was, I don't know how much sleep I got in the, month I was on it, but yeah, bumped into a couple people on accident, people that I thought that were not the nicest people, but after I met them, I was like, oh my God, you were so badass.
And they hate you.
Yeah, pretty much. They're just like, oh.
I was going to be nicer than you.
Yeah. No, they looked at me and they're like, oh, PA, okay, let's be nice to this guy, I guess.
Yeah, that guy really has to stop walking around with a pillow in front of his shorts.
No, actually, Michael Shannon, I think, was the biggest surprise, because that guy, he walked like 3 blocks from like their, the area where they change, and usually they get like a bus from, this spot where they change into costume, and then they get dropped off to where we were actually shooting. He walked in civilian clothes, like 3 blocks to eat. He was just very nonchalant, and he just like, oh, hey, how's it going? He, nothing about him reeked, oh, I'm a movie actor, So.
Yeah. Those are always the good guys.
Yeah. And a couple of them actually, signed autographs and whatnot, because people were waiting there for, 2 hours for them and shit, so. But I just don't want to do that for, forever.
I was going to say, I think Luke and myself have a question for you, Sean.
What's that?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, who do you think is going to win the Stanley Cup? This.
I don't even know who's in it.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was our other friend, Jake.
Yeah, and I try not to get into sports because it hurts feelings. Mostly mine, especially because, I'm a Chicago fan and most of Chicago teams and every sport suck, so.
You mean like what's happening tonight?
Probably. We wouldn't know.
You don't know what's happening?
Green Bay?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Making y'all their bitch.
No, and the thing is, I think that in the number of times that they've actually played against each other, the Bears are still ahead, but only by a couple games. And I'm just I know. I just sit down. It's as soon as I root for Chicago, that's as soon as somebody fumbles, somebody, misses a pass, something happens, and then I'm just I'm just gonna shut this off and let my brother bitch on Facebook about how the Bears suck. So
now, if you're talking wrestling, then we know what the hell we're talking about.
El Gigante will win it all.
He will.
I don't know. You guys ever seen WrestleManiac? That would be fun.
I have seen that.
I think that's a fight right there. That's good. But I think pound for pound, Gigante definitely has it. He's bigger. By a lot. Well, not a lot.
You're goddamn right he is.
You're goddamn right. He doesn't just rip faces off. He mutilates them and turns them into taco meat. Boom. Winning.
Boom.
Can you write the DVD box art?
So, Shane, really fast, anything new with you? Didn't you, I thought I read somewhere. Oh, no. Yeah. It's always a book with this guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I got a new novel came out last week called The Bingo Hall. That's up. The German edition of Muerte con Carne just came out.
The Ooh. German edition?
Oh, wow.
Das German Meat.
Edition, yep. I don't know what that means, but yeah.
So, wait, what's the new one called? Bingo Hall?
The Bingo Hall.
What's that one about?
That sounds lovely.
It sounds awesome. It's probably an old yeah. person that freaks out, huh?
Kind of. I mean, it's I don't know if you guys are familiar with an author named Bentley Little.
Doesn't sound
familiar. He was a big inspiration for it. He specializes in like a weird demonic type entity or a person coming into a town.
Oh.
And I'm they tend to excited. Start businesses and everything goes apeshit. And I went to bingo with my wife once and looked around and was like, yep, I'm writing something about bingo. And then, yeah, so what went from
I am in hell right now.
I can already picture eyeballs rolling around in that circle thing.
It gets even more fucked. It's really weird, actually.
It's testicles.
And I've got a new comic book coming out next month. I'm working on 3 different creator-owned comic book projects. I'm working on 4 novels.
Do you sleep?
No, never. I never sleep. And I just finished the Muerte screenplay.
Jesus.
I think that's it. I had Leprechaun in the Hood.
Yeah.
The musical, a novel, came out a few months ago.
Yeah.
another collaboration, Jackpot, came out a few months ago. So it's been a good year.
But
lots more coming. I never stop.
You know, Shane, I think like the first time that we actually had an interview with you, like you said something on Facebook that you wanted to take like a year off or something, and you haven't even tried to slow down yet.
I always say that, man. Like, it gets to the point where shit starts to get overwhelming, but then as soon as I'm done with that shit, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, what's next?
Yeah.
I'm addicted to this, man. I can't stop. Like, well, I that's all I think about.
Well, I think that, well, we and anybody else that is a fan of all of you guys is very appreciative of that.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I've got a short story. Well, it's kind of a long short story. I don't know if that makes any sense.
A medium story?
A medium story. Yeah. Coming out from Dark Regions Press. They're going to put it out as an ebook first, and then eventually it's going to be in a printed anthology with the other authors involved.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Christmas themed, and it might be the most fucked up thing I've ever written.
Really?
It's called Naughty.
This sounds like...
There are multiple moments where I had to stop and really think hard if I was going too far. which I, of course, came to the conclusion, no.
I think that's a good question to have when you're writing.
What did you say?
That's a good question to have when you're writing is, am I going too far or am I not going far enough?
It's always for me, have I gone too far?
Well,
my God, what have I done?
I think the one thing that I'm really ready for is, you know, a part 2 to Addicted to the Dead. So,
oh, I don't know when that's going to happen because next year I'm writing Muerte con Carne part 2.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, then. Is that something you can actually share? Or?
Is that what now?
Is that actually something that that you know you can share that well that I could actually post in the interview?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I'm gonna get a freaking text from this guy like tomorrow. Hey, by the way.
I learned to keep my mouth shut. I get just really excited about shit.
And Shane, Shane's doing really good. I give him props for doing really good right now.
Well, no, like...
I'll give you a Reese's Pieces later.
No, like, when we did our first interview, it was about an hour. And then I got, you know, a couple texts and stuff. And it was like, by the way, I need to, you know, let you know not to put these. And I was like, okay. So when I would do an edit, I would actually just, like, you know, text them or, you know, find them on Facebook and stuff and make sure that I could do that. So this hour-long interview turned into 20 minutes. I mean, granted, we were screwing around for, like,
a lot,
you know,
yeah.
10 minutes. But...
And the reason that is because with interviews like this, I forget it's an interview.
Yeah.
Like, it starts feeling like we're hanging out, you know? So we're just bullshitting and talking. And then later on, I'm like fuck, that's going to be, like, posted. Yeah. I have to make sure I'm not stepping on any toes.
Yeah, we've never been a fan of traditional interviews. We'd rather do this.
The thing is that the whole reason that I started this show is because I am a diehard fan of horror. And so, you know, I'm a fan of Luchagore, definitely, and of you, Shane. I mean, I love you guys. So it's one of those things that, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm like a giddy little nerd that's just like, oh my God, tell me more, you know? So it's just kind of like that, you know?
There are a lot of other exciting things that I can't talk about.
Well, I mean, you could. I just can't share it.
We've turned off the interview, hint, hint, wink, wink.
Yeah, everything's shut off right now.
I'm writing a romance novel.
Oh, my God. And we're done with our interview.
Is it Toilet Baby Falls in Love with Higante?
That's not going to make the cartoon.
No, I don't think so.
Anything else to add on Luchagore's part?
Well, we just hope that everybody that, you know, sees it, enjoys it, and sees the passion that, you know, our team has put into making Higante come to life for Shane. And, you know, at the same time, you know, this is something that you'll hopefully get to see as a full feature when it gets made.
Oh, yeah. I guess one quick question for you guys. What are the some of the film festivals that you guys still have? Is it just the one you guys were talking about, or
The one that we are in is Morbido Film Festival, which is the biggest one in Latin America. That's this weekend.
Wow!
And then from there, we're waiting on the ones we've submitted.
Okay.
And then we're waiting for the big festivals to open their submissions again.
Okay.
And so far, hey, that one's really cool. So that's where we're all going.
Yeah, we missed like the big circuit run a few months back, but you know, we'll hit it this year. So, or next year, sorry. Next year.
Well, we're
it'll be lots of fun.
Come to Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, we actually submitted to Chicago.
Chicago Horror Film Festival out there. It's supposed to be a really big one. And so Eli Roth and them go there. So.
Ooh. Oh, okay, cool.
I want to go.
Hey, hey, Shane, you should go.
Okay.
I knew it. I knew I could get him.
We'll bring Reese's.
You convinced me.
I mean, it's not like there are multiple places that, you know, because we could be creepy and just be like, hey, you could stay with me.
I would totally stay with you. I'm a starving artist, man.
That, as long as you feed him Reese's Pieces, he's good.
No, I'll feed him. It just sounds like if I had Shane McKenzie in my apartment, though, I probably wouldn't sleep. Because, one, hopefully we'd be up all night talking, and at the same time I'd be like, you know, I've read his shit. He's kind of a creepy dude.
I see you having pillow fights.
No, it looks like we might be actually... It looks like we might be going to Days of the Dead, which is in 2 weeks. So we're excited about that. I haven't seen what they're actually showing because I think there actually is, you know, a couple independent movies that are shorts that they're actually showing. So we'll definitely let you guys know about that one. I know the big name, I think, is Rose McGowan is going to be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Rocky Horror Picture Show reunion.
Oh, man, I would love to see that.
Yeah. It sounds pretty cool. I actually just found out about it. I was like, I know there's something this month. And we do we call it Turkey Day before Turkey Day because everybody does Thanksgiving, you know,
or with their Friendsgiving.
Families. Yeah, Friendsgiving. Everybody, you know, hangs out with their family. So we do something, you know, the weekend before Thanksgiving. And it's on that weekend. And I'm like, you know, Friday, I could, you know, go hang out over here. But no, we'll definitely, if we go, it looks like we're going to go, we'll let you guys know. And I will show you guys pictures of the, you know, our costumes.
Yeah.
I really want to see the Octodad costume.
That sounds pretty amazing.
Thank you very much for sitting down with us and, you know, dealing with Danny here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and
my boys, you know that.
Yeah. Well, definitely, you know, I want to know more. And when you guys find out, I'm assuming as soon as you find out what, you know, where you guys going with Elegante, like, I'm assuming you're going to post it because Gigi seems to be on top of that.
Yeah,
you'll
know right away.
With me around, I'm like Shane that I get too excited and he says too much. With me, I get too excited and I post it constantly.
Oh, okay.
So you will know.
It's like Twitter, Facebook, doesn't matter. You're emailing random friends.
Yeah.
Well.
Cold calling people.
Excuse me, do you support our troops? And now we all know how to use Skype, so there's that now.
Well, we rely on you for it.
Yeah, we kind of relied on everybody else.
We know who to talk to get it working.
Yeah. Exactly.
But anyway, guys, yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. And again, thank you everybody that decided to do the interview. And oh my gosh, I'm still super excited about this. Now I'm really excited that you guys are going to make a full length and just excited. Yes. Brain aneurysms all around.
thank you so much for having us on the show, guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys. As always.
Yeah, and we hope to see all of you out here in the Chicagoland area soon.
Yes.
Please. Sounds
great. All night pillow fights, baby.
No Blackhawks games, though.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm all right with that.
That sounds really fun.
I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. But it's okay. I forgive you because I'm okay with it. When it comes to Chicago and Chicago teams, usually I'm just like, yeah, I expect the worst. So. Blackhawks actually is the only one we got, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks again, guys, and I'm sure we'll hear from you guys soon.
Yeah, you guys take care, and we'll definitely stay posted and stuff. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. All right then.
Later, guys.
All right,
thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Thank you. Take care, guys.
Bye.